Then my brother got married, my sister got married, so I... Then my mother died, and that's what happened, you see. It was mostly on our own. So I was staying with my sister for a while.
Each one of you had to look after?
Yeah, well, you see, that's what it was. And then with my sister, she had a boy and three girls, so, you know, as they're growing older, they want their own rooms, you understand?
Yeah.
So I told my sister, I said, I think I better get myself a little place of my own, you know, because the place that we were living in wasn't big enough. So I said, I told her, I'm not going to move too far away, so I went and rented an apartment. So I've been staying by myself, I guess for the last 20 some odd years.
You ever married?
No, I had several opportunities, you know, but it seemed like every time I would come up with a pretty much sickness, you know. I spent 2 years in 1946 to 1948 I spent in the hospital. And then
what'd you have?
I had tuberculosis. And then they had to take, to collapse my lungs, they had to remove 7 ribs out of here to collapse the whole lung. But right now, I mean, they got that pretty well under control. They don't have to use all those methods anymore.
Yeah.
And then it's like 2 years ago, went through another pretty serious operation. I had 2 blood clots on my brain. So I went through that, and well, I tell you, I believe in Almighty God. That's one thing I'll attribute that to.
What religion are you?
I'm a Catholic. See, that's what Angus asked me too. He said, "How about the pickpocket?" I said, "You know, Angus," I said, "they really were very religious people. You could always see them going back to church, and any time they talked about somebody and they were dead, you could hear them say, 'Oh God, help they soul.' You know, there was something they would always say if they were talking about someone that had passed away. They'd always say, 'God bless his soul.' And they'd continue talking. But they never would forget to say that. And you could go out to any hour of the morning, say from 5 o'clock on, they would have mass, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And you could always see somebody going back to church. And then he used to have these missions at night. Well, all the men would meet on a corner and they'd parade back to church. And then the next night would be for the ladies. And every year they used to have that. But it was pretty good. That's what I say, if you could go out there and look at some of those streets, the names of them, I had most of them written down, like Felicity and St. Thomas, St. Mary, St. Andrew, religious, nun, Annunciation. See, that's all pertaining to religion. And then to get back to this, you know, there was one character out there, his name was, we used to call him King. His name was Charlie. And he was a left-handed fellow. And he used to be a past master on throwing an oyster shell. He could throw an oyster shell a half a block, and believe me, and hit a target. I don't know where he got that at, but boy, he was good. Because I used to see him pick up an oyster shell, and man, I guarantee you, it hit a sign out in the middle of the block. I guess he was up all night trying to practice, you know, because if so many people come out there, look at that fellow through the rooster shell. And there's a poor guy. As long as he bummed down along that riverfront, he never would go in the river, but he'd go down underneath the wharf, which we all used to do to get out of the hot sun, because it was cool under there. And you could build a bunk underneath there, lie down, rest, or either catch fish or catch shrimp. Well, this boy Charlie Cole used to take a rope and tie it around him and get down into the water. So when the WPA came along, I thought, you know, he might have learned how to swim. But then he had to go to work up here by the Greenwood Cemetery, and they were cleaning all that canal out of there, and this poor fellow fell overboard and drowned. Now, all those years out there on that river, he never did learn how to swim. And that was amazing, because everybody out there, they could swim like fish, man. I mean, by going to the public bath, and the rest of them used to go in the river. But like I tell you, I shied away from the river, because one was enough, and then I've always had that on my mind. I said, it's not worth it. As a matter of fact, I didn't like the river in the first place, because it always did look too dangerous to me. Because you could see that current going down. They had quite a few of them used to swim that river back and forth. And you'd start on in and go way down about 4 blocks away.
Yeah.
The current would take them.